It's a tense week. I mean, do you guys feel, you know, what's on the line?
Yeah. And Coach Peterson addressed it in the first meeting this morning. He said he knows what we're feeling right now. And he said he's been in our position of, you know, getting cut and, you know, restarting, getting cut again. And it's the nature of the business. And to be honest, you got to be able to accept the fact of that part. And you may get cut. And like I said, it's not the end of the road if you do. Some other team is looking out, and you know, you might get picked up by them. So I'm not thinking that way. You know, I love the Eagles staff, the organization. I would love to be a part of it. But ultimately, it comes down to their decision, and hopefully I can make it hard on them to not cut me.
Is that what Thursday is all about? I mean, are you guys just going to all lay it all on the line?
Yeah, you got to lay it all out on the line. So it's kind of like we're just rolling with this rookie core and other guys who don't get many reps in throughout the whole preseason. Just going to bond together, go out there and get a victory, and you know, just you know, really reflect on how this camp went.
And now Doug was talking to us. He said when he played as an undrafted guy, he always wondered, were they going to keep the drafted guy, or
right,
was he going to get the fair shake? Mm-hmm. Is that something you think about, the draft status of players in the
room? To be honest, I don't even pay attention anymore to that. And to me, that's been out the window since we all stepped foot into the room. You know, it's fair game. I got a chance to be within the room now, so it's kind of like I've been drafted, but just not really. So I put myself in those shoes and play as if I was drafted. And just making everything, you know, work to my ability, working with Deuce every day. You know, just taking the tough criticism and you know, turning that over and making it a new leaf every day I wake up.
Have you ever been a part of a competition this stiff? I mean, between you guys?
Yeah, and besides working with you know James White and Melvin Gordon back in college, I say this is you know, topping that. And like I said, in college you had a, you know, 4-year scholarship. And now this is like, you know, your one and done deal. So trying to make the most of it, stay positive, go out there with a smile, have fun, and just execute.
I know Thursday matters, but you also have 6 weeks of practice film now, mm-hmm, and 3 preseason games. How do you think you've shown so far?
I always want to do better, but at the same time, I don't think I did horrible. And you know, that's what most of the guys outside are going to tell me how I did. And internally, I think I did pretty good. And just looking back on the film, I gave everything I had. These past 6 weeks have flown by pretty quick. And now I'm looking at you know, Thursday coming up as the last game. And you know, hopefully it works for the best come Friday or Saturday. So it's kind of like my redraft again. So trying to wait for a positive note on this one.
And Corey, you had mentioned that that Dave Phipp had elevated you on some, mm-hmm, of the special teams.
Yeah.
So which ones has he elevated you to, the first team?
Kickoff. I had kick return last week. No, punt return. I'm either 1 or 2. So, no, just not being at the bottom has really showed a lot of growth. And, no, because when I first got here, I was last on each one of them. And just being able to, you know, work my way up, just it shows the dedication and preparation I applied to this whole deal for this past 6 weeks. Definitely hard. And, you know, even the toughest days, you know, you want to look back and just say, you know, you got to appreciate those days and make the most of them.
On that note, what do you think is going to decide? Is it going to be rushing ability, special teams, pass blocking, pass catching?
I want to be a total package and not just running back. I want to be able to – I'd rather them say he can block first before he can run. And I tried to show that every down I was out there to protect the quarterback, not letting up any sacks. And I hold that as a big chip on my shoulder to know that I can stay in on third or fourth down, fourth and short, something like that. And then I can run second, catch the ball out the backfield. And now, just being a total package, especially on special teams, getting Phipps awareness. And that's definitely a positive note I took out of this camp, is getting the special teams depth chart elevated.
Corey, it was nearly 5 years ago, October 19th, 2012, you set the South Jersey all-time rushing record.
Oh, wow, that's a while ago.
So does it feel like 5 years, or are you amazed you're here? How does it feel when I put that date in perspective?
Feels like I'm getting old, but at the same time, I'm still young and kicking it. But, no, to be in this spot is, you know, the dream hasn't really settled in yet until I actually make the roster. So I'm kind of feel like I'm still dreaming a bit, and just approaching this last game, I just got to have fun and not think too much of it. You know, if I work hard in this last game, no, something positive should come out on it.